The Republicans eyeing the governor's mansion say they'll reach into traditional Democratic territory like union households and minority neighborhoods as the candidates campaign for votes next year. But Governor Doyle is doing some trolling in Republican venues like business meetings in Milwaukee's suburbs. For example, Doyle told the civic and business leaders who make up the Greater Milwaukee Committee that he's done a lot to create private sector jobs and cut state government employment.
My budget calls for the elimination of 1,800 additional state employee positions. That's on top of 2,500 positions that we eliminated in the first budget I signed 2 years ago. My budget cuts $270 million of state operational spending. These are deep cuts, but they're necessary cuts.
The business leaders gave Doyle polite applause, although one asked what he's doing to reduce voter fraud in Wisconsin. Doyle has repeatedly vetoed a photo ID bill, but has introduced his own package of election reforms. Doyle got a much warmer reception in the suburbs. The Brown Deer High School band played the state's song to welcome Doyle to a meeting of the Southeastern Wisconsin Schools Alliance. That's a coalition of public school parents, school board members, and school officials, which is backing Doyle's budget proposal to restore two-thirds state funding to education. Doyle hit on an issue which he's used before to generate parent support, the SAGE program to reduce class sizes.
I have yet to meet a parent in this state who said to me, I wish my kid in first grade could go to a class of 27 kids instead of 14.
Doyle wants to increase state funding for SAGE. Later, Doyle downplayed any deliberate targeting of Republican venues, saying he's trying to carry his message across the state. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Brown Deer.